The most confusing aspect of the proposed nonprofit sales tax ordinance is that it's not a new law at all. It's been on the books for years, but as the city's chief administrative officer, Jay Sweeney, put it,
right now there is a checkerboard of compliance by nonprofit entities.
That's compliance with existing sales tax code. In other words, the sale of goods or services, even by nonprofits, has never been exempt from sales tax. Sweeney noted that many nonprofits toe the line and pay sales taxes on admission fees and gift shop sales and other transactions that you typically expect to pay sales tax on. But there are some nonprofits selling things like concert tickets or auction items, which they believe are exempt from sales tax, but aren't. So the ordinance before the assembly was intended to tighten up the interpretation of what's taxable and create a special revenue fund on the city's books to hold 95% of what's collected and then redistribute it to nonprofit organizations through an annual grant process that's already in place.
I haven't met anyone who thinks this is a good idea.
Lisa Bush is the director of the Sitka Sound Science Center.
I've discussed this with the 4-acre group that helps nonprofits around the state. They don't think it's a good idea. And I consulted the National Council on Nonprofits, which has numerous examples of how this can hurt nonprofits.
Bush said the Science Center collects sales taxes on admissions and retail sales, but imposing a tax on fundraising activities would discourage philanthropy by causing donors to feel a loss of control over their contributions. And then giving the money back, she said, would be like robbing Peter to pay Peter. Ann Wilkinson, a board member of the Sitka Seafood Festival, concurred. She thought collecting sales taxes at events like dessert auctions, when the value of the donation typically far exceeded the value of the goods, would just be a mess, especially since contributors often pooled money and some of them might be seniors and exempt from paying tax. But the real problem, in Wilkinson's view, comes later.
Sooner or later, the assembly is going to be faced with making some tough decisions about who gets grants and who doesn't. And the organizations that have been paying a lot into this fund are going to naturally have an advantage.
Wilkinson pointed out that the Seafood Festival spends thousands of dollars locally to buy food for its events and pays sales tax. To charge sales tax at its banquet, it would have to obtain an exemption as a reseller, and that would deprive the city of the sales tax it's already receiving on the food. Wilkinson thought that there were many similar unintended consequences of the proposal that hadn't been well thought out. Erica Knox has been involved with Mount Edgecombe Preschool and other nonprofits. She thought taxing fundraising activity was counterintuitive.
I think it's a really bad idea when a knee-jerk reaction is to tax organizations who give the biggest benefit to our society for the smallest amount.
At the assembly table, most members agreed. Mayor Mim McConnell, who works as the paid director of the nonprofit Sitka Community Development Corporation, and member Michelle Putz, who does contract work for a nonprofit, recused themselves. Tristan Gavon was employed by Braveheart Volunteers until about a week ago. He opposed the proposal outright and defended Sitka's current scheme of providing annual grants to nonprofits in a public process. Last year, for example, the assembly doled out $75,000 to 17 nonprofits. Gavon said it was a small price for the critical services and jobs provided by the organizations, the additional revenues to the city that they generate, and their contribution to Sitka's quality of life. Member Ben Maiasato agreed. He just didn't want to see all these benefits disappear on the whim of a future assembly. He wanted to enact the special revenue fund.
The part that I look at it in doing this is that it's kind of in its own way. Assembly proofs the nonprofits. This year, one of the suggestions that was put out there was that nonprofits receive zero.
But circulating nonprofit funding through City Hall just didn't add up for the other members.
Why are we taxing in the first place if we're just going to give it all back to these entities?
That's Deputy Mayor Matt Hunter, who nevertheless thought it was important to try and enforce the intent of the existing ordinance, particularly around ticket sales. He suggested that the city's recently appointed citizen task force look into the idea further. The assembly agreed and voted down the proposal 1-4 with Ben Maiasato, the ordinance co-sponsor, in the affirmative. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.